Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, hey guys. So this is the episode where our dreams come true. We find out what everybody's eating tonight, Monday night, for dinner.
Perfect. If you are just tuning in, this came from Ashley's mind last podcast, where she was like, I could just do a whole podcast hearing what everyone's eating for dinner. So that is why we're doing this today. We're having random fans, callers, listeners call in and tell us what they're eating for dinner.
We have tens of people in the waiting room excited
tens
to tell
of people.
Us.
Tens Everyone of people. Around the world has been dying to get in on this.
We don't have hundreds. Okay. We have tens.
So shall we go around and say what we're eating first for dinner, or wait?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. All right. So today, Jared and I have some ads to do for Marley Spoon. So we will be eating Marley Spoon for the next like 3 nights.
What's Marley Spoon?
Yeah. What is that? It sounds like
Martha,
cereal.
It's Martha Stewart's collab with Marley Spoon, which is it's like a, you know, pre-packaged, you know, it's like a HelloFresh or a, okay, Blue Apron type of situation. And it's really good. Had them before, and I ordered the meals. So wait, you guys go around and I'll say which ones I have to choose from tonight. And then you guys can tell me which one we should eat.
Well, you go, since you're already on it, tell us.
Oh, well, okay. I gotta pull up my menu.
Pull up your menu. So I will just say anything Martha Stewart stamped is like anything that Martha would be willing to put her name on. I'd be willing to try.
Like, yes.
Like her name is synonymous with like quality, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh my God. Where is
it? Sorry, guys.
Lauren, what are you eating for dinner?
Okay, so I will probably be eating a taco salad.
Are you going to make it, or are you going to buy it?
Yeah, you make it.
I'm going to be making a taco salad, yes.
Oh my God, I used to make that all the time in my 20s. Like, I used to get turkey ground beef from Trader Joe's, and then just like easy shredded lettuce.
The shredded lettuce.
Salsa.
Jalapenos. Sour cream cheese.
It never disappoints. It's so good, and it's pretty low-cal.
It's low-cal. That's the whole reason. But also, I'm going to give myself some chips to dip in.
Oh, my God. What kind of chips? Corn chips?
Oh, they are thin. They're cantina-style Tostitos.
Tostitos. I love it. Before you guys got in here, I was talking to producer Andrew, and I was like, Lauren and Ash are going to hate what I'm having for dinner.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Because aren't that interesting.
I'm getting ready to cover the Hunger Games prequel live red carpet next week. So what I do is I obviously eat anything I want all the time. And so now I go really hard on like sushi. So I basically have sushi for a week for dinner, not like all day, but all my dinners are sushi. Cause then I feel really flat for my fittings and just not like burpy and stuff. So,
sushi again.
I would eat sushi. You're going to get like sushi poisoning. Like what's his name from Entourage?
Mercury poisoning. Was that mercury?
Mercury's in tuna. I'm having a lot of different fishes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a tuna thing.
That sounds really delicious.
Here are my food options. So you guys can pick what I'm having for dinner. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is actually great that we're doing this tonight.
See, you're just going to feed the whole family, or just going to feed you and Jared?
Well, each thing. This is not sponsored by Marley Spoon, guys.
Sponsored. We should have hit them up.
We should.
Yeah, Marley Spoon, please pay our rent.
So they come in. Each meal is for two people. So like you can also choose from this if you wanted to forego your taco salad tonight and have one of these that I decide not to have.
Okay. All right, let's hear the options.
So guys, we have the smash. It's a barbecue onion burger. It's smash burger, two patties. And with it is Big Mac style. So it's got like a layer of bread in the middle with fries. And then we got cheesy Tex-Mex meatloaf. That's really good.
Okay.
Chicken sausage skillet lasagna.
Okay.
No, I'm down for that.
That's Thai probably style my favorite.
Coconut curry beef meatballs with Asian noodles. And then
everyone should probably eat before listening to the rest of this podcast. I'm like starving now, and I'm like, God, I'm having sushi later. Yeah.
Or truffle butter pasta Alfredo.
I think that one. You know you know why I like that one? Because when it comes to meal delivery services, not that I'm an expert in these, but I don't like when bread is delivered to me. Like, I don't think a burger where they're delivering the bun in like a plastic bag. It feels very airporty to me.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
And I just feel like pasta travels well. So it's like automatically a slam dunk. You know what I mean?
Cool. That's true. But actually, the fries portion of the first option, how are you cooking those?
No, well, mom and dad don't have an air fryer because they're stupid.
They're so stupid.
Oh my God.
So that would not be, but you know, I guess we're going to oven them then.
We know what the Iconettis are getting for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
She's already put it on her list, mom. Okay. Well, I'm going to have the Thai style coconut curry beef balls. So that
why was that one calling to you over all the other options?
Because it's got the Asian noodles, and you guys know that I just die for Asian noodles. Actually, I've been wanting to have dad try a ramen for the first time. So
can we have your dad? It was so what did he have been what did he have recently? The sandwich?
The Vietnamese
banh mi
sandwich.
Sandwiches. That's so funny. I can't see, we have opened his eyes to things.
That's
so cool.
Wild.
Love to do that. All right.
Okay, cool. Should we take in our first caller?
Yeah.
This is very exciting. I can't believe we're doing this.
Oh, guest, where are you?
This is so silly.
This is like our NPR high quality, highbrow version of the I Don't Get It podcast. What is America eating for dinner tonight? November
Laura?
6th, 2023.
Yes, I'm
hello.
Here.
Hello.
Laura, hi, first Laura. Guest.
Welcome.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great topic. So Mondays are pasta. So today it's either going to be a rigatoni with canned sauce, or sometimes we do the gnocchi, and then we always do broccoli. My husband loves broccoli. So it's like broccoli with garlic, salt, lemon pepper, air fryer for 10 minutes, done.
Question. How many?
All of us immediately have many questions.
Wait, really quick. Is it pronounced gnocchi? Because I've been saying gnocchi my whole life.
Gnocchi.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Gnocchi. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the pre-made packs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you put the broccoli in the pasta or is it a side dish?
Side dish.
So you got what is the can of sauce that you are putting on this pasta?
What brand is your favorite?
Yeah.
My husband gets the cheapest ones, whatever, like, you know, the local grocery store has.
Prego.
It's like crazy Prego, how expensive some of those can get.
But, you know, those are a little too expensive.
Oh,
so.
My God. The
Mazzetta is number one best jarred sauce. Victoria's really? Good, too. But Mazzetta,
Why is Mazzetta number one?
Just try it. You'll see. Okay, wait. More questions.
Wait,
what's going in
the air fryer? The broccoli?
The broccoli. Yeah.
The broccoli. Okay.
Okay. The broccoli goes in the air fryer.
I want to know how many dinners are going to be air fried based tonight or during our episode.
Yeah. We need to get a sponsor.
We need an air fryer sponsor now.
Quick question, Laura. If Mondays are pasta, you have pasta every Monday.
This is my question.
We do. Just because it's the easiest. Mm-hmm. Why not start the week off like with a bang? It's the best meal you could have. You know,
this is so controversial and so amazing.
Right? Because
most people.
Like, how do I know I'm going to want to feel like pasta every Monday.
See, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking most people probably want to indulge or feel like they're, you know,
on a Friday.
Guilty pleasures pasta on a Friday, on a weekend, but yet your family starts it off on a Monday.
Yeah.
Love it.
Because it's something to look forward to on a terrible Monday. Yeah.
Exactly.
But Laura, before we let you go, gotta know, do you ever dread the fact that you have planned meals throughout the week, you know, planned themes? Are you ever like, oh, like I'm not in the mood?
I wish it was taco night or
yourself
something.
To change it.
Mondays are the only planned ones because like, you know, we're doing, but we don't really do that otherwise the rest of the week.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. And then do you vary the pasta every Monday? Like, or is it always gnocchi?
No, we vary. Rigatoni. Yeah, we love all of them. So we vary. Mm. Yeah.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Thanks for telling us what you're having for dinner tonight, Laura.
Thanks, ladies. Love it.
Thank you. Bye.
Gnocchi.
Bye.
Gnocchi.
I love how many immediate questions we had for one simple answer.
Gnocchi is, I remember when my mom taught me what that was. I felt so fancy. Mm. I was like, but gnocchi pasta.
Yeah.
Because it was spelled so crazy.
It is.
But I knew how to pronounce it.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi, Sabrina. What are you having for dinner tonight?
I'm having a sandwich.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, okay. A sandwich for dinner, not buying for lunch.
It? Yes, I know. Well, I do something easy because I'm working today, so I can do something quick. But I'm just doing a sourdough toast with deli turkey, arugula, and smoked Gouda cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good. This is like a gourmet. Are we heating this up? We're melting this?
Yeah, is the cheese melted or no?
We're doing toasted cold cheese, actually, but on like nicely golden toasted sourdough toast.
Where do you get your sourdough bread?
Publix.
Oh, nice. Are you in Florida or Georgia?
I'm in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there's Publix in Tennessee. So, wow. You just like hit a chord within me because I miss Publix, where shopping is a pleasure so much. Their bread is very good.
The sandwich is Publix.
Are you cooking just for yourself?
Wait, so is it a pub sub?
It's like their deli turkey with like all their like all deli cheese and everything's Publix.
Is this a pub sub though? So just so everyone knows, if you live in a state that doesn't have Publix, Publix makes subs. And this changes the conversation completely because a pub sub is an appropriate sandwich to have for dinner. It's not just like you're making a regular sandwich. Publix is known for their subs. So are you ordering it there or you're like buying all
She's making it
at home?
I'm making it at home. Okay. I do get a Publix sub though on occasion, but I have everything to make it at home.
Is it just for you or are you cooking for someone else?
Just me. So nice.
Okay. See, like Jared, I don't know that he'd be down. If it wasn't a burger or a chicken sandwich, I don't know that he would consider it dinner.
Right. I know.
But I would have made myself dinner a sandwich all the time.
Of course. You want to know why? Because this is girl dinner.
It doesn't need to be overly meaty. It's girl dinner.
You don't even need a side, but I always have to have chips with the sandwich. Is that what do you like have add an accoutrement to your sandwiches?
I do have like I have chips at the house, so I may consider adding that. Or just like a little side, little something on the side.
How do you feel about chips in a sandwich?
Not for you.
Have you tried?
I feel like I like the crunch of the bread enough.
I get you. Like you have enough crunch.
I feel that.
And the arugula is like really, and I do like the Publix dressing. I don't know, Naz, if you've ever had that.
Yes. Yeah.
The deli dressing. And so that kind of, and the arugula is pretty like, gives that crunch too.
Oh, wow. I have one more important question. Why did you opt for the Publix deli meat over Boar's Head?
Oh, I guess it is the Boar's Head, but I guess I always think like it's all from Publix.
It's all
but
from Publix,
like,
yeah.
But Publix deli meat's great.
It is good? Okay.
Boar's Head, though, we all know that it is the safest of bets.
Just because we've seen it so much. It's been great.
Sabrina, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For telling us your
head. Nice talking to you guys.
Thank you. Enjoy your sandwich.
All right, guys. Something very hilarious happened to me this week. I got an alert on Rocket Money that I was paying $20 a month for Foot Finder.
Wait, no.
I am not lying. No. I am not lying.
What is
this? Is when you signed up Hunter to
I
be a
I signed
foot model?
Hunter up to be a to like sell his Foot's feet
fetish.
Pics.
Shut up.
Because he's beautiful feet, beautiful arches. So I took these videos of him slowly taking his sock off and exposing his foot and all this stuff. So I signed him up for the premium membership to expose his feet more to Foot Finder. And that was a year ago.
No,
Lauren, that is the best story I've ever heard in my entire life.
You spent so much money. How much was that? $240? $240.
Is that that much? 12 months of $20.
Thank God for Rocket Money.
Thank God for Rocket Money. Just alerting me Yes, I know it's so bad, but thank you, Rocket Money, for alerting me. It was like, we've had Foot Fighter. I'm like, no freaking way am I still doing this.
If you guys didn't know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that'll basically like find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. And it actually monitors your spending and it helps lower your bills all in one place. It's kind of insane. It's like magic. So all those sneaky subscriptions like Foot Finder with Lauren that just keep charging you month after month and cancel, you can cancel those that you no longer use through Rocket Money.
With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped save its customers an average of $720 a year and $1 billion in savings so far. So Lauren has already found the 240 of that, yep. And I'm sure she'll find the rest of the difference between that and 720. Just stop wasting your money on things that you don't use, like Foot Finder apps. Cancel.
I thought our lives are going to change, okay? I thought we were going to make up those $20 a month.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it. Get it.
Sorry, I was cutting you off, Ashley, but it's because public subs is like such an important piece of like my childhood.
It's kind of like a Wegmans sub distinguish. Or yeah.
But Catherine,
hello, Carrie Daniels. Hello.
Carrie, Carrie.
Get a podcast.
What are you having for dinner, Carrie?
I'm going to have pot roast. Okay. Do you want me to tell you how I make it?
Fancy. I want you to tell me when you decided.
When did you know you were going to have
it? I decided yesterday when it was raining and I'm all the way in Washington and it's really, really cold here.
And so what is going in your pot roast?
So I put chicken broth with it. I know it sounds weird because it's like beef pot roast. Mm-hmm. And then I do like a can of either 2 out of 3 of these different kinds of soup. Chicken and or cream of chicken, cream of celery, or cream of mushroom. So normally if I do the chicken broth, I only pick the cream of mushroom and the cream of celery. And it sounds really weird if you're not into celery or mushrooms, but when you like mix it all together in the Instapot and cook it, it's so good. It's like tender, falls apart, put it over mashed potatoes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, have you already started falling apart and over mashed potatoes?
Okay.
I'm going to start it after work.
After what?
How long does it take?
Yeah. You have to look at like the pounds, but you could do it like high for like 3 or 4 hours or low for like 8 or something like that. Oh, I haven't used the crock pot in a while, but I used to use that. But the Instapot is like a game changer.
Oh, the Instapot. So it's kind of like that. What is a pressure cooker type thing?
Yeah. Do you have an Instapot?
I have yeah.
Did This Is Us just make like the crock pot just like not a thing anymore?
Yeah pretty much.
Like and just like that literally murked the Peloton and This Is Us. Yeah, this the is crock pot. What does it smell like in your house when you're making this pot? Just the word pot roast sounds so cozy to me.
I don't know. It just smells good. I don't know. Like creamy, like steak kind of.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't know.
See, I can't do the slow roast things because the smell of the house for too long is just going to make me way too hungry all day. And I don't even know if it's going to taste as good as it smells. That's what I always worry about.
Right. So it's only an hour in the Instapot and you can't really smell it until it starts to do the steam thing.
Do you make pot roast a lot or is this just like a seasonal thing because it's cold in Washington? And
I make it a lot in the fall for sure. But not really in the summer because it's too hot.
Yeah, I agree.
And how long does it last?
Like how many days of leftovers do I have?
Yeah.
I'm super weird about leftovers. I'll eat it for like a good 3 days, but I think Ashley, you mentioned all the time that you have like
spaghetti stomach,
but
anything.
I get paranoid. Yeah. Like I won't.
Good for you, girl.
I don't even eat leftovers ever. Yeah. Barely.
I'll like go to the like US whatever food website and I'll like look at
I do that too, you guys, but I'm trying to extend it and they always tell me not to eat it.
What website is it? USDA.
I'll try to find it and message it to you, but it's like the national food recommendations for like how long you can keep cooked chicken, bacon, whatever. And then pretty much after that, you're going to get sick. Or unless you have an iron stomach like Ashley, but
yeah,
I get paranoid.
I have a confession to make. I have a friend, my friend Natalie, that comes from Florida and she's so like, hyper particular and hypersensitive to things that are expired. Mm-hmm. And she comes to my house and there's so many things in my pantry that it says once opened refrigerate, but I don't read anything. And I'm just living.
What is it? Like rice?
I don't know.
There was like a couple of things in my fridge.
No, I don't cook,
like that
but it's bad. Yeah.
What do you mean? Sauce can say jarred.
She
forever.
Said it said once open.
Once open, you have to refrigerate. Oh, yeah, and no, I don't do that.
You have to use sauce within a week.
Yeah, I don't. I'll have it 3 months later from the
for the website recommendations. Yes.
All right. My last question for Carrie is, when you decided you were going to have it, did you already have the ingredients in the house? Is this something that you often keep or you went to the grocery store?
Very important.
I mean, I'll often keep like cream of mushroom, cream of celery, the chicken broth stuff, but this week I didn't have any and I grocery shop every Sunday. So I make my meal plan for the week.
Oh, so you do plan it out through. Okay. Yeah. So mm-hmm. same, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm a very scheduled person. So it'll last about 3 days, 2 days, depending on, you know, if somebody else is eating it with me or if I'm eating it every single meal. Mm-hmm. You
know? Well, Carrie, I hope you think of us for the next 3 days when you eat your pop-ups. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us what you're having.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. I love it. I love how played out these people are.
I never even like really had pot roast. I love that the seasonal change influenced her decision on what to have for mm-hmm. dinner. I always love when like the environment is matching the inside.
Hello, Kelly.
Kelly, it's my friend Kelly. Kelly Johns. One of our favorite impersonators of Bachelor Nation and other things on Instagram. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. You guys are besties. I listen every week.
Thank you.
All right. So, Kelly, before we ask you what you are having for dinner, we want to know when you decided to have it.
So, my husband does all the cooking. Thankfully, I do the cleaning. So, we're a great team. And yesterday, he decided tonight we're going to have homemade pizza. So
you have a husband who thinks about his meals over 24 hours in advance as well?
I will say that this planning is kind of new.
Okay.
Yes. So we.
Do you guys have a pizza oven, or how are we making this?
Oh, do you have the Ono? Please say you have the Ono.
No, we just have an old school regular oven.
Oven. Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. That works. Yeah. Okay. So you have different doughs. You're having different doughs.
Yes. So I'm vegan. So we make two different versions. And the version that I make, the dough has flaxseed instead of real egg. And then I do Beyond Meat and I make my own like homemade seasonings to give it like that yummy sausage taste. And
does the Beyond Meat give you extreme bloat?
I knew you were going to ask
in parts. Smelliest.
I remember you mentioned this on a different podcast. Yeah. Honestly, everything makes me fart. So I can't, like, I'm just gassy.
You can't pinpoint where it's coming from. Yeah, right. Same.
Exactly.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. But I do a cashew cheese as well. And then it's like lots of yummy veggies like mushrooms, red bell pepper, onions. So it's quite tasty. Good.
Cashew cheese is so underrated. I had it recently. A friend made a charcuterie board and had it on there. And I was talking to Lauren and Ashley about how I hate nuts, but like everything that comes from nuts, like almond milk, cashew cheese, I love. What kind of cashew cheese do you use?
I think it's the Miyoko's brand and we get it from Sprouts.
It's so good. It's kind of better than regular cheese.
So what's your husband going to put on his?
So he's going to do regular mozzarella cheese. Probably, I think, ground beef. He just corrected me. Turkey meat.
He's in the room. Excuse me. This is off the record.
Okay. And how big are our pies?
Oh, we do flatbread.
Oh, okay.
And we do like a full pan, I guess they're called pans, right? Just like a regular pan. And so we fill the whole thing up and I eat it for like 2 to 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Okay.
Great. That was my question.
Wow. Well,
delectable.
Kelly, sounds
thank
great.
You so much.
Thank
sounds
you.
So good.
Kelly, thanks for telling us what you're having for dinner.
His homemade pizza in so long and it is bomb. I got to let him be like, I got to tell him like you're doing it tonight. It's your night.
Yeah. I also love your dynamic because that's kind of what I need to manifest and attract.
A cleaner.
Can I just say,
I'm so good at cleaning. I love cleaning. Oh, I just want them to cook.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kelly.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. So in my month off, I am committing to doing therapy once a week again. And
yay, Lauren, I'm so proud of you.
I had it last Wednesday and I have it this Wednesday, and I love it because it's at the end of the day, 7 p.m. So it's very nice. Love BetterHelp. Do it from my living room, my bedroom, wherever I can close the door so no one's listening to me. And it's kind of just a nice little debrief of my week and get my stressors out. So I feel very good. It's just so crazy.
I'm so proud of you for prioritizing your mental health in this way. And also everyone's foods that they're sharing are such seasonal dinners. And I think we should also talk about how the end of the year season, while it may make you want to eat certain foods, it may also make your insides a little sad.
It really can. Right? Especially this time change that happened recently.
It's like people struggle with seasonal blues. Anything that comes to mind. I think I shared this, but October was a really hard month for me emotionally. And it's always hard on social media because everyone's like, you're killing it. Mm-hmm, and they see all these posts that I'm doing. And I'm like, well, I've cried more this entire month than I've ever cried. And thank God for BetterHelp. It's so convenient. I've been traveling a lot. So I can use it from anywhere I am. And they will literally pair you with a counselor. If you don't like them, it's really easy to change. And they give you all the tools to manage everything that's going on in your life. And honestly, it all comes down to just having tools, because we're always going to be going through shit. We can't control life, right? But if we have tools and we build resiliency, that's where BetterHelp can help you.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, we always love to mention that BetterHelp is great because they match you with therapists. And if you don't like them, you can date around. You're not stuck with them because you need to be able to you know, you're confiding deep, dark thoughts with them. And if you don't jive with them, just change them.
So find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
I got to tell you guys, it's the Uni, not the Ono, but the O-O-N-I pizza oven is the best.
I wonder if that's what Dad has.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably got that
one. Oh, it tastes like OG Chucky's pizza when he makes it's like the best.
Good.
Okay, we have Miller on the line. Hi,
Miller. Is that your name?
No, it's my husband. I'm Shay.
Oh, Miller's Shay. Cool name. Okay. All right, so we got a baby there too, which is so sweet, and she's a Patriots fan.
Oh, kind of. This is from my school that I used to teach at.
Okay, very cool. It's very cute.
Yeah,
he's a sweetie. Oh, a sweetie. How old?
7 weeks.
Oh my goodness, out the womb.
And I was trying to get him to sleep in his crib right now, but he won't sleep there. He just wants to sleep right here. So,
thank you for bringing them onto our podcast. What are you having for dinner tonight?
Well, as Ashley knows, it's really hard to cook when you have a newborn. And my husband works, he's a resident physician. He's never home. So we are doing a crock pot chicken and dumplings. We live in the South. So very, very good and very easy. I just throw it in the crock pot.
So this is something that my sister-in-law made me a couple of years ago when we were living with her for a few weeks. And I had no idea. I was like, chicken and dumplings. That sounds like a
Asian food.
Asian dish, but it's not. So can you explain?
Yeah. So I actually pulled up the recipe just in case I got on.
We love it. You're ready.
Yeah. It's super easy. It's just, and I am not like, I'm not a cook. My husband's the cook. And so I just.
Oh my God, I am loving this.
No, see, this is a theme. This is such a theme. I love it.
This is the new revolution.
It's just chopped onion, boneless chicken, oregano, salt, pepper, 2 cans of cream of chicken soup, 2 cups of chicken broth, and then thyme, bay leaf, cut up celery, cut up onions. You can do frozen peas. I just do a can of peas, and then garlic. And then everyone always says when I make it, they say, did you make the dumplings yourself? And I just use a can of refrigerated biscuits. And just cut.
So it's biscuits. Dumplings are biscuits in the South.
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds so much better, honestly.
The mush, like you do put that into the pot or
no, so you do put all that stuff in. And then the last hour you put the dumplings in, like you cut them up in cubes. And then I put like Parmesan cheese on top with some parsley and that cooks like an hour. It's from like Delish, the recipe. So easy.
Oh, we love the website Delish. My friend Jackie works for them.
Oh.
Guys.
insanely good sounding. I have learned already from this podcast that I don't utilize soups crock pot with soups in like a simmering situation enough, because mom never cooked like that.
Yeah, it's funny. We had a lot of people that are like eating broths and like, but I also think it's seasonal, right? Like, were you making this in the summer?
I make it all the time, but I do love a soup in the fall and the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it already going? Are you already, began making it?
No, it only takes 4 hours.
Oh, 4 hours.
Only 4 hours.
That's such a long time. But
like, I guess like during nap time, you'll cut and you'll prep. Yeah.
Yes. And a lot of this stuff you can buy already cut. Like you can buy a cut onion at the store. Yes. I just have to make it easy with a baby and a dog.
Absolutely. Yeah. It honestly is worth the extra like $2 to make it everything already like cut up in those little containers.
But you're also making me realize how lazy I am, because that just sounds like painting a Picasso painting to me. Like, I'm like, that is so
Naz has been so self-aware the past couple of podcasts. Like, I'm realizing that I don't do anything.
The time and energy that you spent just to have that meal, like, I'm like, I will spend 5 minutes ordering something, but that's why you're better than me. So
it's very easy.
It sounds really yummy and delicious.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Just want to say that your whole vibe right now, like baby fall and like just
football, chicken and dumplings,
like, and then the chicken dumplings, just like really cozy.
Yeah, a husband that's so a resident, I love it.
And a husband that's a resident and cozy.
Goals. Yeah. And your speaking voice is so nice. I love the raspiness. It's so nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Wow.
She's just like a woman. I love it.
Yeah. Hello, Amanda. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey. So what are you having for dinner?
I'm so glad you asked because this is an Ashley Iaconetti dinner. We're having pasta.
Yeah. What kind?
So I don't know. This is not a grocery store that you guys have talked about. Are you guys familiar with Aldi?
Yes.
So there are Aldi's around.
Florida has Aldi.
I've never been to one.
Okay.
My mom loves Aldi.
I love Aldi too. It's like a cheaper version of Trader Joe's, which I know sounds crazy because Trader Joe's is pretty affordable. Cheap.
Yeah.
But it's really cheap. So I got this ravioli at Aldi. It's like spinach ravioli, and I'm going to just put some like pasta sauce over it and serve it with some salad.
Perfect. That. Very well balanced.
Is it dinner for for two, for four?
So it's my husband and myself, and then I have a 16-month-old, and so he loves pasta, so he'll eat the ravioli too.
It's like the one thing we can guarantee him eating. I actually think that he might like red sauce over cream and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
which is so weird.
Is that weird?
I think I'd always
Chef Boyardee is like creamy red sauce. Really? Spaghetti? I feel like red is actually more common
for kids
liking like creamy and in general in humans.
I have a question about your ravioli. Is it it's frozen right now?
Yep, it's just nothing fancy, just frozen ravioli.
And do you have to thaw it, or do you just dump it in boiling water?
Dump it in.
I don't understand. I don't do frozen things because I'm scared I'm going to mess it up.
Same. I would be scared I would die.
Yeah.
In Trader Joe's land, you just like put in the thing with like a tablespoon of water into a skillet and it all melts up. Like it's really, really quick.
So easy.
It's like 4 minutes. Amanda, do you plan out your meals throughout the week when you're at the grocery store, or do you just kind of throw stuff in the basket?
So I'm a planner. I was actually ordering my groceries while I was waiting to come in on the Zoom. So I like plan out what meals I'm going to make. And then I typically go to the grocery store, but lately it's just been very crowded every time I go to the grocery and it's stressing me out. So I'm ordering my groceries for pickup today. So then I order my groceries, go pick them up, and then I have all of my groceries for, I would say like about 10 days is usually the amount of groceries that I usually get.
I would say 10 days too. I really try to do my best to make it last as long as possible.
That's a long time.
I know it is a long time. Do you, as with an 18-month-old, does he enjoy going, or he 16? Enjoy going to 16 yeah. months? One of those. does he enjoy He's going 16 months? Yeah. Is he into going to the grocery store yet?
he overwhelming for short periods of time. So like if I'm doing a full trip, I'm absolutely not taking him with me. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going for a quick trip, yeah, he likes going out in public. He's okay. A social butterfly. So yeah, he likes
Dawson
it.
Dawson really started liking it around 16 months and then around 19 months, it started to become a thing where he must snack the entire time because yeah. he recognizes the foods that go all into the food. The thing. Mm-hmm. So that funny. I tell the cashier, I'm like, that's open, don't mind.
That's hilarious. 100%. Where does ravioli rank in your preference of pasta, type of pasta shape?
I'd say if we're going like a scale 1 to 10, I'd say it's like a 6 or a 7. Like I okay. like ravioli. It probably isn't my favorite pasta.
Yeah. What's tortellini like your number one? What's everyone's number one? Like I would say mine's probably rigatoni or angel hair. Mm. Or penne.
Shit.
Those are the top three. Rigatoni, like angel hair, penne.
What's the thicker version of spaghetti? Pomodoro.
Pomodoro, yeah.
No. Yeah.
I've been doing the Gigi Hadid, like, what is that? Like the spicy rigatoni?
Yeah. Very good.
That's
yeah.
really good. And it's super easy too.
Yeah. That's my favorite spicy rigatoni. I think rigatoni.
Growing up, we always got thin spaghetti. So like mm-hmm, not normal spaghetti noodles, thin spaghetti noodles.
Yeah. Not angel hair. The one in between.
Thin spaghetti.
And I like the one that's ever had above that. Spaghetti.
Fettuccine?
Nope, there's something else, and it's not linguine. It's another one, just a little bit thicker of a spaghetti. Anyway, all right.
All right.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining
us. Amanda, thank you.
Really good to hear from you.
Thank you, guys.
Wait, Lauren, what's your fave?
No, it was probably rigatoni. I think rigatoni has a really great way of holding that sauce onto it mm-hmm. and in it.
And that's so satisfying with every bite, but it's like not too much, you know?
Yeah.
See, and I love shells. Oh my god, Bat! I used to love Velveeta shells. I
was the thicker Velveeta the pasta, shells
girl. Oh, I'm craving Velveeta shells.
There's so many contradictory thoughts that I'm having in my head right now.
Recently at night during the snacking hour, I've been snacking on something called Kudo Popcorn. And Kudo Popcorn has a revolutionary way of cooking that allows a bag of popcorn to have 10 grams of protein. That's the equivalent of 2 eggs. So it's amazing to just be snacking on something that is, you know, essentially pretty guilt-free, and you're getting your protein with it. And it's great for moms out there to have like a delicious snack that you can share with your kids. And Kudo Protein Popcorn is perfect for keeping up with your little ones and just in case you need a boost of protein throughout the day. You don't have time to boil an egg. You could eat a bag of popcorn. So say goodbye to those sugary, empty calorie snacks. And for a limited time, get 25% off your entire order with the code GETIT at kudosnacks.com. That's K-U-D-O snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S.com. Kudo Popcorn also has many different flavors. I mean, if you're in like the sweet, savory, the sweet kind of mood, you can have the kettle corn, or if you want the garlic parmesan or white cheddar, those are delicious. We go through so many bags around here. It is so delicious. There are so many reasons to make Kudo Popcorn your new go-to snack. It's gluten-free, preservative-free, 100% whole grain, keto friendly, and only has 70 calories per cup. And it's made right here in the US of A. It also could include benefits of weight loss and lowering cholesterol. So one bite in Kudo Popcorn will become your go-to healthy snack. So good. I'm telling you guys, why don't you just add protein to your popcorn if you're going to be eating popcorn anyway? So you'll be amazed how Kudo Popcorn has somehow made your favorite healthy snack even tastier and healthier. For a limited time, our listeners get an exclusive 25% off when they use the code GETIT at kudosnacks.com. That's 25% off with the code GETIT at kudosnacks.com. And treat yourself to a snack that understands your lifestyle and join the Kudo movement.
Hi, Selby.
Hello, Selby.
Hello, Selby.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Perfect.
Amazing.
Yay. Thank you so much what are you for coming for on? Dinner? Welcome.
Oh my gosh. So first of all, when you brought this up, Ashley, I was like, this is me. Like, I'm always asking that question to my family.
This is my personality.
Wait, did you write on the boards that you said this to your that you asked your family this? Are you on the Facebook group?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Did you write about this in the Facebook group?
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. Well, there's someone else. I was like, I'm always asking my family what they're having.
That's so funny. So,
yeah. always like, and in the cadence of like, you know, the creep that asks you, what are you wearing right now? I'm mm-hmm. like, what are you eating right now?
Yeah.
Naz, bring this question to the red carpet.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Now, instead of what are you wearing, it should be like, what did you have for dinner? Or what are you excited to eat after the premiere?
I feel like a lot of people ask. Funny. That. You know what I have on my questions, which I like to ask, is what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
That's good.
Yeah, like yeah, how they yeah. started.
A lot of people
day.
Don't eat yeah. breakfast. You know, everybody's going to have dinner.
Yeah. That's true. That's very exactly. true.
But yeah. So anyway, whenever I ask that question, it's like, they know to send me a picture, all of that. Anyway, from what I'm having.
You need receipts.
Yes. I need to see it. I need to salivate while looking at it. I need everything. So I'm having this Indian dish called keema. It's, you know, richness of ground beef with creamy, soft potatoes and like spices and herbs. It's so good. And then
K-E-E-M-A.
Yes, exactly. It's a Indian, also Pakistani dish. My dad is Indian, so he makes it a lot. And I live away from home, so I'm like making it myself. And my
This looks so good with peas. Peas are so underrated. Why is
Indian with peas?
I actually don't make it with peas, but it is good with peas as well.
But they often add that to their dishes. Yeah,
peas is popular. Yeah. Like all the pictures I'm seeing have peas in it, but this looks fire.
But you have to pair it with paratha, which is like this crispy, crunchy flatbread. It is so good. And like, it's just like the perfect combination. But yeah, I don't make
You're making this yourself. You're not buying this.
No. Yeah. I don't buy it. I make it myself. Okay. It's so I make it on the cast iron, the paratha, and then I make the actual keema in like a big stock pot type.
Oh my God, you make the flat crispy bread too. Fuck yeah.
I get that packaged actually.
Okay. I thought you said
you just warm it up there.
You just warm it up. Got it. Okay. I love that you brought this up because for some reason Indian is either a yes or no for people. Like I think it's because of the spice level and all the flavors. Some people just grew up loving it or weren't introduced to it or can't handle it. And I love Indian food.
I love it.
And I love that the three of us, all of us love Indian food. And if you don't eat Indian food, you're missing out like majorly. And if you ever go to London, Dishoom is like, it's like I salivate
all the time. And
the best Indian I've ever had in my life.
Yes. I want to eat.
Does it make your skin crawl when people say, I love Indian food? I love chicken tikka masala.
Okay, no, because
because it can't be beat.
I feel like a fake Indian because I am always going to restaurants and ordering that.
Okay,
it's so fire.
Order that, but it's just so good. Like the tomato sauce and so good.
I was gonna
chicken saag paneer.
Lauren took the words out of my mouth because I'm like, okay, every time I go to Indian, I can't risk and not getting that.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the American equivalent of like you can't not go to. I don't know, and I don't get a cheeseburger or something. Like, what's the
McDonald's
equivalent of?
And get French fries?
McDonald's and French fries. Okay, got you.
And also the naan, like dipping garlic naan or cheesy naan in like the masala sauce.
So when do you have to start making this dish? Like, does it take a long time?
Honestly, my husband will probably start making it right after.
Oh my god! Another husband. This is unreal.
Everyone's husbands are cooking.
Really?
I feel like
yes. Yeah. I mean, it's so nice to have someone who loves to cook. Like, I like to bake, so we kind of, share those tasks. But yeah.
Great team. Great kitchen team. Love it. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to try keema now. Wow. That just made me so hungry.
Ashley, is it bucatini?
Bucatini.
Yes, Andrea.
Producer Andrea with the win. Thank you. Andrea. Have you ever had a bucatini, Andrea?
Have I had bucatini? I live in New Jersey.
I've never had
I've had all the pastas.
Okay, great.
She's like, Jersey is food. The Pope Catholic? Jacqueline? I've never had bucatini.
Hello, Jacqueline. What's up? What are you eating for dinner?
So I try to eat healthier during the week because I always blow it on the weekends because I'm the worst.
Yes. But, somewhat normal.
Yeah.
You're our first person that's not having a heavy dish tonight.
Everyone's eating like a Thanksgiving dinner tonight. And I'm like, what? Everyone's eating like this.
Well, we had a sandwich
Monday.
Earlier. It seems like a pretty light sandwich too. So
yeah.
What do you have?
I have some roasted potatoes left over from the weekend. So I'm having those, but then I'm making a garlic butter air fryer salmon with it. and salad.
The only way I like salmon is in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Another question. I'm not a huge roasted potatoes person. It's like a chunk for me. I either like my potatoes mashed or in fry version or in baked potato version.
You can now, smash them.
Yeah, you put smash them, sure. But like, do you put like a sauce with it? Because it would need to be dipped for me.
Like ketchup or something?
Yeah, if I make them like harder like that, I'll put like ketchup or something with it. Okay. But these like were cooked like in a sauce. So like Lauren said, you can like smash it. They were in like a little... like a gravy type of sauce.
Oh, well, everyone is so into smashing potatoes right now. I feel like that's such a social media trend. Everyone's just like,
smash a potato, you put a little salt on it. Delightful. Delicious. That's all you're going to have.
Ashley, I love that you brought up the roast potato thing because I was like, what is my opinion on this? Like, I will eat roast potatoes if I go to a wedding, if I'm at a buffet. You know, like they're always, there's always like a roasted potato.
Are they crispy
option
on the outside? They better be real crispy on the outside.
But for me, in the air fryer, yes.
But it's like they're not as satisfying, you know? Like they're not as satisfying as like having fries in a different way. But also, I think it's great to add to like salmon.
Yes. The carb needs to be there.
Yeah. I should probably start making salmon in the air fryer again because I actually enjoyed it. But do you put any like sauce on it? My whole question for you is just like, but is there like sauce? Like I need both these foods to be creamed out.
But she said it's garlic butter, right?
Yeah, garlic butter.
That's all you need.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Fire. I guess so.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I understand the sauce.
Did you wake up this morning and then think like, this is what I want or has it been planned out?
I mean, I usually like plan kind of throughout the week as I go. I go grocery shopping on Sunday, so I have to have like kind of like an idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have, you know, just what I have in the freezer. So I have like some frozen fish in the freezer and things like that.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just go from there. So it's usually at the beginning of the week or as I go day to day kind of thing. But yeah, typically by midday, I'm set on, what I need to do for dinner, so.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I have a question. Do you have dessert?
You have to have are you the kind of person that needs a little piece of chocolate after your meal?
Yeah.
I have to have something sweet after.
Yeah.
Yeah, have to, or else you can't go to bed. You just
I literally have to.
Yeah, have to.
Maybe, it's crazy.
Like, when I'm doing the whole like fish and like broccoli situation.
Oh, definitely have to.
I was on a date with Aiden. He made me smash cheeseburgers and he doesn't like sweets. And I was like, I need something.
When I was dating people, I would have to put fucking little like Three Musketeer bars in my purse.
Little Three Musketeers.
Oh, I needed this.
And I should do that, Lauren, because he was like, I don't like sweet things. And he was a musician. So I was trying to explain to him. I was like, me not having chocolate is like not finishing a song. It's like ending the song in the middle. Like you need to finish it.
100%.
Well, also, we should do a podcast. What are you having for dessert?
Yeah,
that's well, true. Are you
but people
don't
plan
dessert
that out.
But dessert is part dessert of dinner.
I just want to let you guys know that I have, today's my healthy day. I already just had roasted carrots and sweet potatoes, but my dessert is leftover Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, and I'm very excited. And that will be consumed.
Which flavor?
No, 30th anniversary cheesecake.
That's the best.
I'm not a cheesecake girl, but I know that one's infamous. And also, you can have dessert just for dinner if you're
that's
eating.
Actually, very true.
That's what I do a lot of time. But anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks, fascinating.
All right, we are going to take one more person today. What's crazy is that like all these dishes, I wouldn't have decided to make myself. Maybe a sandwich, and then maybe
the salmon.
I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that recently. But I would also have done like the ravioli. But I would do a seasonal ravioli. I would have like the pumpkin one from
like a butternut
Joe's
squash ravioli. Yeah.
Karen
eats up his ravioli. Hello, Karen. He has a spinach one from Amy's, frozen Amy's. Okay.
Perfect.
Karen.
Hello. Hi. Karen.
Your last guest.
You're the last one. What are you having for dinner?
Save the best for last.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am having rainbow roast for dinner.
What is that? I've never heard of this. So glad we took your call.
So, and now, of course, my dog starts barking. But it is just a variety of vegetables, and I'm adding purple potatoes. Mm-hmm. And you cut it up, and you put it on a roasting pan, and you just bake it, I think, at like 425 for 30 minutes, and it's done.
Wait, that sounds so colorful.
Wait, a rainbow roast. You're literally just cutting up vegetables and roasting them and eating them with a little bit of salt?
Yeah.
This is my favorite dinner out of everything.
This sounds like it would be too healthy, and Laura and I would probably
That's literally what I just had for lunch. I had purple carrots and potatoes and sweet potatoes, and I just roasted them.
This is what everyone in LA is having for dinner today.
Where do you live?
I live near Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Nice. Are you a vegetarian?
I wanted to... send my Zeta love to Matt.
Yes! Yeah. Only the best get crowned. Oh my God, are you a Florida Zeta?
Yes, yes.
From what school?
USF.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah. That's
We're
so cool.
Close. She's a University of South Florida Zeta in Tampa, and I was a University of Central Florida Zeta in Orlando, and they're only like, what, 2 hours away? I forget now.
Or less, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, fellow sister.
Oh my God, I love
rainbow
this.
Rainbow roast.
And the rainbow roast. So no meat. Are you a vegetarian?
Well, that's the problem is that I was supposed to take out chicken when I woke up and I forgot. So maybe we'll go get a rotisserie chicken or something and set that up with it. But
I love that you, sometimes you don't want protein for dinner.
Yeah, I often don't want protein. I don't, if you listen to this podcast, a lot of us, we don't want to cook the protein because that's gross.
That's what takes for, it's so true.
Particularly chicken is very difficult for me to, I'm okay with beef.
Yeah.
Karen, did your sorority have a house on campus or no?
Not my first year. I was actually one of the founding members. So I missed the house part, but.
Okay. I was going to ask what your chefs cooked because that would have been a really fun, like what are you having for dinner in the sorority house? But okay. Good to know. Love it.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. This has been a blast.
Thank you. I love it.
What are you having for dessert?
What are you having for dessert? Goodness. Or are you, do you usually, like dessert?
Oh, my husband and kids love ice cream, but I love these things that you get from Costco, and it's a salty chocolate with caramel in the middle.
That's so good. Oh, do your kids like the rainbow roast? Have they enjoyed the rainbow roast before?
Okay, so they might pick out what they like and what they don't like, but they're pretty good. They're pretty good. But
how old are they?
17 and 16. So
okay, so they're like they'll eat their.
Or
things,
it's like okay, fine, then make your own. You know,
you have a 17.
Exactly. Yeah, you look very young.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you were going to say
17 months. I thought you were going to say 17 months.
Oh my gosh. Thank
She's
you.
A Florida Zeta, guys. We just don't age.
I love it.
That dessert sounds dank. What is it called at Costco?
Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh, salted caramel drops.
Is it hot or cold? Is it like to room temp or is it something you put in the freezer?
In the chocolate aisle.
Room temperature. Yeah.
You eat it room temp. Okay. Yeah. But I buy room temp chocolate, Ashley, and then put it in the freezer, as you know, like with a bunch of crunchy stuff. Like, I want to know how she eats it.
Now I have to try that.
Yeah.
So good.
It'd be good cold. All right. Well, thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Wow, guys. Today has been so illuminating.
I literally could have listened for another hour. I'm not kidding. I have not like zoned out at all.
Love so that. Funny. All right. Well, all right. Guys, there it is. There's that episode. If you want us to create this another like a monthly series, we can do that. And if you would like us to create a whole other spin-off podcast, well, we'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
All right. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.